Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of BB Niger Lowdown. This time, we have a lot of interesting things to discuss, as usual, because we don't discuss about boring things on here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So, guys, let's do it how we always do it.
Can I compliment your looks first? You look good and you look great.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I'm all mushy and stuff. Anyway, guys, this party that just happened was not lit.
This party was kind of boring. I didn't feel it at all. I don't know.
I saw it
because there were shippers everywhere. Oh, you haters.
I know. I've said it.
Love
this
haters.
Season of Big Brother is called BB Niger Season Ship. Season Ship. All y'all want to do is love.
Ebuka actually said it. Like, he had to tell them, I have no problem with shipping, but, it's not compulsory.
Not even Ebuka. There was a comment that he read on Eviction Night. Even the audience. This is the first season that has made everybody tired of love. Like, we get it.
True.
I'm not. I love.
You are the love girl.
We get it. You love each other.
Anyway, let's quickly move on to the next order of business. Sorry for kicking you. Hey guys, eviction highlights, okay? Ebuka came to break tables. He didn't come to shake. He came to break. Let's begin with the most, the most shaken, Fina Groovy.
When I heard the question,
look,
I was like, Ebuka, you did not. And it was really, like, good to finally get him to ask her that in front of everybody and get her response. I would say her response was pretty mature. It was clean.
Yes.
She did a good job.
She actually packaged what she wanted to say, like, very well together and made it seem reasonable, because I could see people online, they were beginning to say, actually, when you put it that way, it kind of makes
like the
sense.
View I had, I was closer to beauty, and this was what, it's like having a friend, and the friend says, oh, this person is not that, I start to look at you in that way and all. But then eventually she realized that this just could be my man.
Yeah, I mean, you should have seen him. He was just back on the chair.
Like, girl,
just nodding, like, yes, whatever she says, just go with it.
Guys, this begs the question. I've always wondered, in the real world, there's something we call the bro code or the sister code.
Yeah.
Now, can you actually move on to your friend's guy or girl when you know that they're no longer doing anything?
No.
Yes.
Dara says yes. I say no. Why?
I've done it before and I'll do it again.
Oh my.
Because, first of all, you guys are separated, and it's not like it's immediately. I won't do Fina style.
How close were you? How close were you guys as friends? That's a good question.
Yes.
Me and the guy, or me and the girl?
You and the girl.
You and the girl.
Because, of course, you moved to a guy, right?
The first one.
Can't be so sure about that.
The first one, I wasn't that close to her. We're
okay,
like acquaintances.
That explains a lot.
The second one.
How many times?
The
Dara?
Second one, she was my best friend. Was.
Guys, if Dara is your friend, hold your mouth. But Grace, why do you think it's
personally
not a good
thing? For me, it's just a code. Like, once you've had anything to do with my friend, especially if my really close friend, and right now I have like one very very close, like she's my best friend. Once you've had something to do with her, you're automatically like out of my. If you come close, I'm like, move away.
But
I
what
don't
if
want
they
that.
Like separated?
I don't care.
They didn't fight.
If you guys had the best
amicable
separation, I cannot date you.
Personally, I feel like if she was the love of his life, then I probably wouldn't want to get into that. But if it was a casual fling and it didn't really erupt to anything,
the fact that
then
you've
still
been
still
with my
market.
Friend, the fact that you've been my friend is a no.
Anyway, so in a nutshell, what do you guys think? Do you think right now Groovy and Fina are in a good place?
I don't think they are.
I don't think they're not.
Why I said I don't think they are is because a lot of people, Groovy is someone that what people say gets to him really easily. And a lot of people have been talking about how they don't see him doing anything anymore just because he's like all the time with Fina. So I feel like, I don't think they're going to be, even her, so she said, she noticed it recently, she was like that, I feel like you don't like me anymore because you're not always trying to be with me and stuff.
So. Okay, you know the funny thing for me, I wouldn't say they're not in a good place. I think they should just not become, I'm sorry to say this, they shouldn't become a Bella and Shags. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to throw shades or anything. I love love. I love their love. But I want to see more of you. Fina has always been, there's a reason she's called High Priestess.
Yes.
Still give us that energy. Groovy, he's Groovy.
I'm sorry.
You can't
be like Bella and Shags. Because Groovy has more sense than Shags. Moving on, guys. We have Giddy Fire, Amaka, and Rachel. Love triangle.
Not really. According to Rachel,
everybody's lying.
She and Giddy Fire are just friends. But according to Ebuka, I mean, they were moving like it was more than that. And I agree. They were giving.
I think
Diana was like, Ebuka, speak my mind. I was like, go, girl.
The person that I feel bad for really is Amaka, because Amaka is getting so distracted with the desperation for a man. Like,
I think she's just lonely. Because
it's in vogue in this season. Everybody apparently wants to couple up. So you now she's thinking, okay, maybe
you guys, that house is very cold.
No, I mean, grab a blanket. Grab a goddamn duvet.
We see the duvets that Biggie gave them. They're thick. You don't need to cuddle someone to be okay in the house.
I'm just joking.
But I mean, when we hosted the BB Niger Spaces this weekend, yeah, somebody kept on commenting about how Amaka was dancing by herself and with herself. Do you think it's a big deal if someone wants to catch vibes all by themselves?
So if we're going to do this, let's not be double standard. Because I remember when Daniela, during the first two parties, and we're like, oh, why is Daniela on her own just dancing in front of the camera? We came for her. You know, that she wasn't giving us something. So if we're going to talk about Maka dancing on our own, let's...
No, yeah. I think it's fine dance. It's like going out on dates by yourself. It's called master dating, by the way.
Not, why didn't you say it's called master dancing when Daniela was doing it?
Not to be confused with masturbation. But yes, like, it's cool to actually...
Speaking of masturbation, that's an option now. If they're not shipping you, enter your thought. I mean, I'm not recommending, but you know,
it's cool to go out by yourself once in a while. Like, go watch a movie, go have a coffee date, get ice cream, pizza by yourself.
But I really want to understand the dynamics going on between Amaka and Giddy Fire,
yeah.
Because I mean,
Giddy Fire wants to eat his cake and have it, so what he doesn't want to let Rachel go, and he doesn't want to let Amaka go.
So Diana is completely out of the picture now, because I'm really trying
Diana
to understand everything.
I mean, Diana should move on to greater things. Did you see that time she was talking with Brian? And Brian was
on his bed, and I'm like,
he was putting all the work. I tried to, and she was like, "Oh, are you serious? Really?" I'm like,
"But if does she like younger then, guys? I think so. Because
I mean, go
like,
for it. Okay. There's literally
I
no
love
one
love,
else.
So just be happy.
There's
anyway,
literally
since
no
you already
else.
Brought Brian up. I mean, Modella right now should be.
Oh, she's home.
I feel like we should give a round of applause for Modella.
Well, I gotta agree,
because
not because of the role she played as a fake housemate.
Yeah, no,
but
she sucked at that.
In general,
but in 1 month, Modella was able to show us herself,
versatility.
Yes,
who she is,
like show
yeah.
us her talent, her business. Show us her in a
as
relationship
in skin,
with somebody,
Skindella.
And her alone, like. So much.
Anyway,
diversity.
Bye bye, Sha. Because you are not doing your job. Get out of the house. What
I think instead of destroying ships, Modella was more of like a lover, and she was more
she's
of like
a lover,
hugger. Like, I want to be your... So, I mean, I liked you for that, darling. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you.
But I think the whole eviction was a bit anticlimactic, because we saw Big Brother give special tasks to, I think, Cheesy.
It was Cheesy
and
DG.
Yes. You know, but in the end,
he told them not to stand up when they were like, oh, fake housemates, reveal yourself. So I think it was just for Modella to come out.
Yeah, but then
not for them.
I think Biggie didn't need to, because even when Ebuka was saying it, he already said, she's among you. He didn't say how.
Maybe they did it to ensure that they and Cheesy don't move mad.
Yeah, they planned and they failed.
Maybe.
What they wanted to do did not go well. Because come on.
Why? What do you mean?
We all expected more. That's my point. I thought something, man.
Not really.
This night is going
to
be
massive.
We already knew it was a fake eviction. So I wasn't thinking that, oh, the only person I thought would go was actually Modella, because of the difference in instructions.
But I actually thought they would like fake evict someone, like just for fun.
Just for fun.
And they'd be like,
and
oh,
then
yeah, it's a joke.
You can go back.
You know,
what would Brian do now? What's Brian going to do?
Brian will play the game.
That's not even. See, I'm quite upset at Modella for something, because Big Baby Brit. You know, he said he likes you and all that. I was moving to you and everything. And you're like, oh, you know, you're not really that. And then Baba took a step back and you're like, oh, you're not talking to me. You're not this. Pick a side.
Confusion is the order of the day in this house.
You need
and
to
I
pick
think
a
girls court this confusion more than anyone
they
else.
So,
y'all aren't quite sure what
Moses
y'all
on
want.
This one. I won't even defend our sex, because you put entered house. 100 million at stake. You're busy chasing man. Man for what? Why?
No, you can't chase man and chase the bag.
But chase the bag first.
Kids,
lady.
I hope you've learned your lesson now. We are the prize. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Moses is not all right.
Moving on to ships that don't want to ship well, or should I say ship that the captain
the ship that one of person in the ship, instead of telling his partner in the ship what's going
I think
on.
He should have been honest. Chichi, your bum is big. I like you, but I don't want to stay with you. That's what he should have said.
Finish.
He should have said, your bum is big and it's entering my eye. Why did you have to, you know?
He didn't need to, because Deji is a coward and a weak character person. Because
that's kind of what it's looking
how
like
can
right
you
now.
Not be feeling someone and you go to literally everybody else in the house
except
but that
person
to tell them I'm not feeling
I didn't
anymore.
Like that. That was very, very Yoruba demon.
No, I think it's a Deji problem.
Don't slander Yoruba because
I can't because I'm Yoruba.
Because no, do you want to say that? Because Yoruba Demon, if Yoruba Demon be bold enough to come and tell you and be like, babe,
I'm doing what other people want.
I'm done. Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. He's not. No. He's
there
not
are some Yoruba demons that are sneaky. Just so you know.
Demon there. Hermes is the proper demon.
No. Hermes is an angel.
What I'm saying is like, he actually puts it out there. No, I mean, obviously, he's a pretty stand up guy. But as you already know that he's demonic in his ways. When it comes to women, you already know.
Not really, though. Because the only person he has ever had eyes for is Allison.
No. No, that's a lie. In the beginning, he had eyes for Chumzy. Because he was telling her, oh, you look nice in that skirt.
Because she did look nice in that skirt.
But point is, he had eyes for her too. Let's clear that. So. Maybe he didn't go for her, but he did have eyes.
Because
Chumzy,
she's good to look.
Well, all in all, I think Chichi has gotten the message now and she knows that
But it's sad that Deji couldn't, you know, have the boldness.
I saw it somewhere that he actually had good intentions before, but after that disgusting display,
where Chichi was, you know,
after that disgusting display,
I feel like the only thing I'm going to blame Deji for is his approach to getting away from the situation. Because I can understand, Chichi was really
she's a lot.
Like a lot. And some people just can't handle that. So, I mean, it's all well.
Anyway, guys, right now we've covered all the bases when it comes to ships and, you know, would-be ships. Let's quickly look at what's going to happen this week. Now we're back to proper nomination.
I mean, someone will go home or two people.
Who do you think will be the most nominated house?
No, who will win HOH game first? Because, you know, that kind of determines who gets the chopping block.
Ah. See, I predicted Brian last week and I would have been right for Biggie being biased. Biggie wanted a lady to win last week.
Guys, they didn't follow the rules.
No, not all of them. Didn't you hear what Adekunle said? Adekunle took one ball at a time. He did not cheat.
Coke Bele, sorry.
And I like you.
But Chumzy is the one that got the balls in the end, if you know what I'm saying. So.
Oh, Chumzy in the top.
Who do you think is going to win this HOH game this time?
I think a guy, again. I think a guy's going to win.
Why is our witch being modest? Prophesy.
Biggie Messi of last week. I don't even want Elo Swag to win because he's just been acting crazy. What he was doing yesterday, trying to form, let me settle the issue.
No, I like the fact that he called it out because they were going to keep bringing it up.
No, let them keep bringing it up.
Fina almost fought with Amaka, so please.
I think.
Yeah, just drop a name, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay. I think Bella is going to win.
You feel like she came really close.
Actually,
last
wants
week.
Bella
she
to
did it
win.
Upside down. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, because I feel she's been working really hard at the HOH
game. I liked the fact that I got to
see
her.
She actually came really close.
Yes. I like the fact that I got to see her do something.
Let Shex leave her alone. She would become a different person.
Yes, Yes.
So on that note,
I'm not prophesying. I want Bella to win. This
okay,
is not a prophecy.
Groovy. That's my name. Groovy will win HOH game.
Why?
Just
I want Bella or Brian to win. Actually.
Okay. Are we dropping two?
Yes, I'm dropping two. Bella or Brian.
You're so scared of losing.
You're really big,
but I really want Brian to win. That's why. Want Bella and Brian
Groovy
to win.
Or doing for HOH. Groovy or doing.
You guys, I'm so blank, but I'm just gonna call names. Hermes
or
doing.
Fingers crossed. Now, what about who is gonna likely leave before we go?
I feel like after the whole mess, people are going to nominate Chichi a lot.
True. So you think Chichi might leave?
Or Amaka. After that whole fiasco that happened,
I was about to say Amaka.
I feel like people might nominate.
You know, people
are
like, Chichi and Amaka because the whole thing kind of steamed from them. Amaka told Chichi this. Chichi trying to defend Amaka. So there's a possibility.
I feel like they will nominate them a lot.
I agree.
So who do you think is going to go? You say Chichi might leave this week.
No, I don't know about leaving.
I mean eviction
altogether.
We can't say that yet because we have to see the nominations first.
Okay. I'm telling you. So, and I'm just looking at it. I don't know. But if Amaka or Chichi, if they're nominated, I feel like one of them
will go home, definitely.
I don't want to agree with you guys, but I mean, I'm inclined to right now. But I want to put someone else in the mix. Diane. Your days are
Diana?
I don't think Diana will get nominated.
Why are her days longer?
Hermes will probably get nominated because everybody feels
he's
that
a really
he's a strong candidate.
And he is. Not just that we feel, we can see that Hermes is a strong contender.
Just watch.
And
you heard it here first.
At least you know who Adekunle is nominated. He's going to nominate Bella and Sheng.
Naturally. Anyway, guys, if you want to keep up with, you know, more Bibi Naija talk and, of course, talk to an ex-housemate, don't forget to join the spaces.
Join us live on The Cool FM, Bibi Naija, Life of the Party Spaces. brownish and my humble self. You know, we bring the violin sometimes, yes, but we bring it all together as well.
Yes, and don't forget, Eviction Spaces 2 will be going down with a housemate, possibly a former housemate. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, stay tuned. And don't forget the late morning show with Temi B. We'll also be chopping up with the ex-housemate. So yeah, stay tuned for all of that too.
It's going to be lit. Bye-bye.
Drink water and mind your business.
Please don't mind your business, though. Get into everybody's business.